Artificial Intelligence versus Authentic Stupidity. Inside Fish and Game. By Roy and Ardia Neves. We humans, especially those of us of the American persuasion, have developed a remarkable propensity for freaking out. We freak out over a watered-down beer's marketing blunders with a modern-day corporal clinger. Then, we jump to worst-case assumptions over the latest topic of media hyperhype, artificial intelligence. End-of-world threats appear to come from every direction and in every form, from the absurd to the eerily plausible. It almost seems as if none of us are happy unless none of us are happy. That second example, artificial intelligence, AI, has suddenly gained widespread attention and has also set freak-out senses on edge, everywhere, most notably in all corners of mainstream and social media. It is an appropriate subject here, because we have ourselves begun dabbling in the dark arts of AI. More on that, in a bit. Progress in the development of this technology is advancing at an exponential pace, especially now that engineers are using AI to design AI. We remember sitting in a presentation at a publishing technology conference we attended while shopping for our first Macintosh computers, 8K RAM and two floppy disk drives, $4,200, and hearing for the first time a real-world discussion about artificial intelligence. This was in 1986, just 2 years after The Terminator came out, with its plot suggesting that teaching machines to think might not be a good idea. It was interesting to learn that research in AI, by scientists and not science fiction writers, was actually moving forward, and that someday computers would be capable of managing a wide range of tasks in every industry and everyday life. Nearly 40 years later, thinking machines have become a reality to an ever-increasing degree. Now that AI is here, so is a lot of hyperbolic hand-wringing over the potential threats. From the plausible cultural and economic disruptions, to the borderline absurd, matrix-like takeovers, or a war against time-traveling robots with Austrian accents. But most of the progress that gives platforms, such as ChatGPT, the ability to emulate human-like conversation, writing, and problem-solving is not based on replicating human brain function, but on using the brute force of computing power to examine countless variations and outcomes to produce the impressive results that are being heralded by researchers. AI might run convincing programs, but it's still just a big number-crunching virtual machine. Existential threat? Doubtful, at least as long as the software acts more like Rain Man than a T-800 model Terminator. The real concern, as is always the case with breakthrough technology, will be how humans can, and will, use the technology with dishonest and evil intentions. Deepfakes have already become commonplace online, and the ability to identify falsified images, audio, and video eludes the toughest scrutiny, including by law enforcement. The quality of these fakes will only get better and will increase faster than the same technology can be used to police it. Artificial intelligence is like any other tool. A hammer in the hands of a skilled craftsman can be used to build works of great carpentry. A hammer in the hands of a psychopath or an incompetent moron can create mayhem. Despite the bad potential that AI brings with it, the odds are better than even that it will produce more good and make more of a positive difference in our lives than the harm this tool, in the wrong hands, might inflict. This is why we are taking our first tentative steps into the AI workshop. The way Fish and Game is exploring this new technology is by using it to produce audio versions of our print articles. It wouldn't be practical to attempt recording live voiceovers for all the content in each issue. But with AI-driven software, we found a way to quickly turn our written words into spoken audio. The result may not be perfect, but it's perfect enough. See for yourself. Just scan the QR code below with your phone and give this article a listen. The possibilities this opens are tremendous. Now, for the first time, you can listen to virtually an entire issue while driving, or while you're on your boat or in your deer blind. Audiobooks and podcasts are growing faster than just about any other form of media. That alone serves as the motivation to move into the mobile/audio arena with our content. The available technology makes it possible. Again, it's not perfect, but it is perfectly acceptable, for now. And the technology is only going to get better, and probably quite soon. This initial foray into AI-generated voices will hopefully branch out into other ways we can use this technology to improve what we do, to help you enjoy the outdoors. Imagine what brute force computing could do with the endless variations and potential outcomes that face anglers before every trip, every tackle choice, every cast. So, give our little step into the world of AI a shot. Listen and find out if it sounds like it might not be a great alternative or at least another option for you to consume our content. Hopefully, artificial intelligence is a smart move for fish and game, and for the world. There's a lot of authentic stupid out there. Using technology to shine light on ignorance seems like a good way to stifle our inherent freak-out reflexes. Email Ardia at aneves@fishgame.com. Email Roy at arneves@fishgame.com. Thanks for listening.